My brothers and sisters, I shall now present to you the general authorities and general auxiliary presidencies of the church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Gordon B. Hinckley as first counselor in the first presidency, and Thomas S. Monson as second counselor in the first presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Howard W. Hunter as president of the Council of the 12 Apostles, and the following as members of that council: Howard W. Hunter, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oakes, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Wirthlin, and Richard G. Scott. Those in favor may indicate it. Any who may be opposed. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? Elders Dean L. Larson, James M. Paramore, and J. Richard Clark have been released as presidents of the Quorum of the 70. Those who wish to extend a vote of appreciation to these brethren for their faithful service may do so by the uplifted hand. It is proposed that we sustain as presidents of the Quorums of the 70 Elders Rex D. Pinniger, Carlos E. Acey, Charles D. D. A., L. Alden Porter, Joe J. Christensen, Monty J. Bruff, and W. Gene Hansen. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any who may be opposed. Elders Adney Y. Komatsu, Jacob D. Auger, and H. Burke Peterson have been given emeritus status. Those wishing to extend a vote of thanks for their long and faithful service, please manifest it. Elder L. Lionel Kendrick, who is serving as president of the Dallas Temple, has been released as second counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, and all who wish to express their appreciation to him may do so. It is proposed that we sustain Elder Vaughn J. Featherstone as second counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any who may be opposed. It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities and general auxiliary presidencies as presently constituted. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any who may be opposed. It appears that the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your sustaining support. Elder Joseph B. Wirthlin of the Council of the 12 Apostles will be our first speaker. Elder Wirthlin.